What Katie Did Next by Susan Coolidge. Chapter 1. An Unexpected Guest. The September sun was glinting cheerfully into a pretty bedroom furnished with blue. It danced on the glossy hair and bright eyes of two girls who sat together hemming ruffles for a white organdy dress. The half-finished skirt of the dress lay on the bed, and as each crisp ruffle was completed, the girls added it to the snowy heap, which looked like a drift of transparent clouds or a pile of foamy white of egg beaten stiff enough to stand alone. These girls were Clover and Elsie Carr, and it was Clover's first evening dress for which they were hemming ruffles. It was nearly 2 years since a certain visit, made by Johnny to Inches Mills, of which some of you have read in Nine Little Goslings, and more than 3 since Clover and Katie had returned home from the boarding school at Hillsover. Clover was now 18. She was a very small Clover still, but it would have been hard to find anywhere a prettier little maiden than she had grown to be. Her skin was so exquisitely fair that her arms, wrists, and shoulders, which were round and dimpled like a baby's, seemed cut out of daisies or white rose leaves. Her thick brown hair waved and coiled gracefully about her head. Her smile was peculiarly sweet, and the eyes, always Clover's chief beauty, had still that pathetic look which made them irresistible to tender-hearted people. Elsie, who adored Clover, considered her as beautiful as girls in books, and was proud to be permitted to hem ruffles for the dress in which she was to burst upon the world. Though, as for that, not much bursting was possible in Burnett, where tea parties of a middle-aged description, and now and then a mild little dance, represented gaiety and society, girls came out very much as the sun comes out in the morning, by slow degrees and gradual approaches, with no particular one moment which could be fixed upon as having been the crisis of the joyful event. "There," said Elsie, adding another ruffle to the pile on the bed. "There's the fifth done. It's going to be ever so pretty, I think. I'm glad you had it all white. It's a great deal nicer." "Ceci wanted me to have blue ruffles," said Clover, "but I wouldn't. Then she tried to persuade me to get a long spray of pink roses for the skirt." "I'm so glad you didn't. Ceci was always crazy about pink roses. I only wonder why she didn't wear them when she was married." Yes, the excellent Ceci, who at 13 had announced her intention of devoting her whole life to teaching Sunday school, visiting the poor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?